especially against Boston. And in a shootout, definitely made it even more special.
How about your doing a number on Jerome McGinley?
It's one of those things that he had a breakaway early, and I guess he had a bunch of scoring chances. I was just fortunate that he got over in time and got a piece of most of them.
Did he say anything to you during the game at all?
No, he didn't say anything to me, but, he's definitely a legendary player, so it's definitely nice to make those saves on him, especially when he's having such a good year.
I know there were jitters in the first game, but it looked like you were a little more relaxed, a little more comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really have too many nerves before this game. You're just kind of determined and as relaxed out there. And I just want to give the team a chance to win. And, fortunately, we came out flying in the third period, and we definitely took the play to them, and we got rewarded with the goal. And then, that's all you can really ask for is the guys to put forth that effort for you.
Hutch, this particular game gave you an opportunity to show your wares, unlike the Minnesota game.
Yeah, the Minnesota's a tough team to play. You don't really get that many shots against. So that was more of a mental battle. This one was just being ready and being aware and knowing that, they have a lot of offense and a lot of guys who can score and guys who can make plays. So it was just a little bit of a different game. But, I was fortunate enough that I was able to read plays and make some saves.
Was there any extra motivation in facing the team that drafted you?
Yeah, definitely. You're a little bit more determined and stuff. When I found out I was getting the start, this is the game that he really wanted to get that first win against and, kind of show them what they gave up on. And, I couldn't be happier with how it turned out.
You had like five big stops on Iggy through the first two periods there. What does that mean to you for personal confidence going in, knowing that you can hang with these guys?
Yeah, it's huge. Boston's one of the top teams in the league this year. And, being able to play well against them goes a long way for your confidence, knowing that you can play in this league. And, when you can make saves on a guy like Jerome McGinley, that's just an added bonus.
Can you like see the game a bit specifically and tell us what was different and what went well, maybe better than the last one?
I did some video with our goalie coach, Flats, and we just sort of discussed depth and finding pucks and stuff. So this game I felt a lot more comfortable with my depth in the net, and I felt I was more aware where everyone was on the ice and the guys back door, so I was able to get across and get a good read on them.
With the improvement in this game, what does it do for your overall game going forward?
It's huge. Getting your first NHL win goes a long way to your confidence, and there's only one more game left here, and then I'm back to St. John's for a playoff run, and this is definitely going to go a long way for my confidence, knowing that I can play at this level. So I'm feeling confident going into the playoffs there.
Get the tying goal from Kane, you go to overtime, then the shootout. Do you think they were maybe against you, the gods here tonight?
No, we're flying so hard in the third period and had so many chances. I kind of sat back in the third period, didn't have too much action. So it was amazing watching the guys work so hard. We had a tough practice yesterday, and the guys just really battled through it and showed how resilient we were, and were able to get that goal. And then in the shootout, Litz scored a big one right off the bat. And when you get the 1-0 lead in the shootout, it's a little bit easier knowing that you have that little bit of an advantage going for the next few shooters.
Are you afraid after a bag skate and then a win you're going to get bag skated every week?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're kind of lucky that it's the end of the season now. But, yesterday was a bit of an eye-opener for everyone, and we really showed how resilient we were, that we could overcome that and beat one of the top teams in the league.
Your family here, your mom and dad?
Yeah, I was able to get my parents in for the game tonight, and that just makes it even more special. It's your old team, and my parents have met a few guys on Boston, so they're definitely excited to be here, and the game couldn't have gone better.
How are you going to approach the game if you
play
tomorrow?
Same way. Yeah, you just have to go in every game looking to win, and it's just all booking rest now and making sure your body feels good or as good as it can for tomorrow night.
For us who came in late, can you just sum up what this whole night was like for you?
It was huge. Getting your first game was definitely something really special, but your first win kind of trumps that a little bit. And with it being against Boston, a team that kind of gave up on me, it just makes it even more sweeter.
How do you spell your parents' name?
Lloyd, LLOYD, and Carol Ann, CARROLANN.
Space, yeah. Anybody give you the puck after the game?
Yeah, Wheeler was able to grab the puck for me and get it to me after the game. It's definitely something that's really special and something to hold on to for the rest of my life.